morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this editorial because this isn't radio, like normal radio anyways. This is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galganov.com where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me the way radio really, really ought to be. And I'm Howard Galganov. You read today's editorial, or you might be reading today's editorial a little bit later on. It's all about the left running out of options. It's about the left using every kind of insult and smear they can come up with, and it's not working. At least it's not working any longer. It's worked for as many decades as I can remember, probably for more decades than I've been alive. I'm sure many more decades than I've been alive, but it's worked. It's worked incredibly well. And that's because there wasn't anyone like Donald Trump to say, give it your best shot, because I don't give a damn. You know, we were watching Kanye West was in the White House yesterday. And so what's the news? Kanye West is a sellout. He's an Uncle Tom. He's this, he's that. And we see it all the time. Now, there's no reason in the world for them to disparage what Kanye West had talked about. He talked about prison reform. He talked about being a strong and great American and advocate for freedom and rights. I mean, who could knock that? But they knocked him for the way he said it. They knocked him for his appearance. They knocked him for jumping up and going around the president's desk to give President Trump a big hug. Well, that's their stock and trade. Look what they did to Kavanaugh, to Justice Kavanaugh, just a week or so ago. And well, now they're sort of letting up, but they did everything they possibly could to destroy the man. They've done it all through their, well, as long as I've been alive, as I said before, and it's always worked, but it's not working any longer. People want to know, what are you going to do for me? What are you going to do for the country? What are you going to do to make this a better life for everyone? How are you going to make America great again? How are you going to make America great, period? Is it only Donald Trump that's trying to make America great? How are you going to increase wages, although Donald Trump has already done that? How are you going to bring jobs back to America when you said, or the left said, Obama said, that'll never happen? Well, it's happening. How are you going to start or restart the manufacturing industry when Donald Trump said, or I'm sorry, Barack Obama said that's not going to happen? It'll never happen. As a matter of fact, I remember Barack Obama saying, does he have a magic wand? When Donald Trump, before he became president, said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring back manufacturing jobs to America. And look at that. They're coming in by the shipload. Manufacturing jobs. All kinds of money is being repatriated back to the United States of America. All kinds of trade deals are now, forget about free trade, now they're fair trade, which is the way they always should have been. The left have run out of lies, they've run out of smears, they can say, it doesn't matter. You know, they can pull all the crap they want, like what they did to Sarah Palin and her family. They can do it. But it doesn't matter, because if you don't surrender to the left, if you don't play their game, if you don't try to apologize for their lies or their distortions and whatever else they can do to demagogue their opponents, you're going to win, period. Because you don't have to play their game. You don't have to become part of their narrative. Just tell them, screw off, and this is what I'm doing, and this is how I'm going to go about doing it. And guess what? You're going to win, just like Donald Trump won the 2016 election when everybody said, no, that can't happen. It's impossible. Just like the Senate is in Republican hands, just like the House is in Republican hands, just like there are now two conservative Supreme Court justices, probably at least another one or two on the way. Just like a whole bunch of lower court judges are being appointed by President Trump, who are being confirmed in the Senate. Just like a whole bunch of things that they said would never happen if you voted for a conservative, or he wasn't even a conservative at the time, Donald Trump. None of that was supposed to happen, and guess what? It did. I'm Howard Galganov. This is radio on Galganov.com, and as I said before, no CRTC, no FCC, just you and me the way radio really, really ought to be. And if you don't succumb, if you don't play their game, we're going to win, and we're going to win, win, and win. Have a great, great day.